So, excited about the opportunity here tomorrow night. How do you handle the next 24 hours?
Well, I think I call my parents first, if they don't see this, before I get a hold of them. And then you try to just go about it like every other day, even though it's not every other day. You know, it's emotional. Obviously, I was really excited the other day when I got the call and I thought I was in. And then, you know, it's a roller coaster, but any day you spend in the NHL is a great day. And so it's been a fun week so far. And, you know, I'm excited now. And, you know, I've been waiting my whole life for this. It's been a dream since I watched my dad play in the NHL to play. And I'm just really blessed to have the opportunity to have been able to do it.
What are some of the things that maybe stand out about the journey to get to this point, Brendan?
It took a lot longer. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. It was worth it. And, you know, some of the stuff that you learn along the way, you find out's almost as important as, you know, the game itself. And so it's been a long, you know, obviously, you make it seem like I'm really old now. I'm not. I'm still really young. But, you know, I've wanted to play since I was 18. And I watch, you know, my roommate Ekblad play in the NHL. And, you know, now he's on his second contract there. So it feels like it's been a long time. But really, it's been a great learning opportunity. And I've been able to grow my game and grow as a person, and I'm just really excited about.
What's your mindset going into this first game?
Keep it simple. Play my game. Bring what I bring. I mean, that. I think that will probably be the easiest part of playing is just doing what I do, because I don't know any other way. So I just want to make sure that my body feels good and I can keep my focus on, you know, staying in the present and, you know, being grateful for the opportunity. And then, you know, whatever happens. I'm just excited about getting the opportunity.
Strong training camp and preseason. How would you describe the start to the season with the Moose for you, Brent?
It's went well. You know, I've got nothing but great things to say about Coach, you know, Vincent. He's, you know, been in just massive for me and my development as a player, and he's helped me so much. You know, Mark Morrison last year, who was our coach, you know, really took me and Rosie and Casey under his wing, and he's been also, still talk to him almost every day. He's been a huge part of helping me grow as a player and a person. And, you know, obviously Pazzi this year just giving me more opportunity, understanding the difference in shape and the difference in speed that I have, and, you know, helping me use that to my advantage and teaching me. And so I'm, like I said, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity. I'm really thankful for all the people who have helped me get here.
It's the first Central Division game that the Jets will play tomorrow. Does that add to the excitement where it's Minnesota and a good rivalry between these teams?
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like I played Minnesota more than any other team. Played them in the American League a lot and then play them every preseason game, I feel like. So, yeah, it's I know their team. I don't know very many other NHL teams as far as just, like, playing against them. So it's nice. I'm pretty familiar. I know they're hard to play against. They're a great neutral zone. So I'm excited for the challenge. But, you know, I think I'm just most looking forward to trying to help this team win. I know that I can do that, and I know that I bring a piece that, you know, they may not have, and I'm looking forward to showing that and proving that.
Well, it's meant to be healthy. Obviously, last year with the injury and Tickton, and it was kind of held you back a little bit at the start of last year, and you didn't really get to show what you could do in camp. And
yeah, the injuries were obviously brutal, but you look around this dressing room, everybody goes through it. I'm no exception, so I went through some injuries last year and maybe didn't come out of them as well as I could have. And, you know, it's a new season. I'm glad to be healthy. I'm glad to be, you know, have moved forward from all the injury trouble that I had. And I'm, like I said, just thankful to be, you know, where I am right now, and thankful to have this opportunity to play, you know, in the NHL. It's been a dream.
So you come into the arena today, you see you're on that line. Does Coach talk to you? Do you just see it on the board? How'd that whole thing go down?
Yeah, it's always like that, it seems like, with me. I had no idea. You know, walking in, I thought I probably wasn't going to play on Friday. And you know, here I am. I'm supposed to play tomorrow, so it's exciting. And, you know, Coach said he'd talk to me tomorrow and said that I'm playing. So obviously I'm, you know, really anxious, but looking forward to it. And just grateful.
What's that call going to be like to your folks?
Well, we had one before because we thought we did think I was going to play that afternoon. It was a quick turnaround and everything, but, you know, Tanny wasn't supposed to. But then his back got better really fast, so I ended up not playing. But I'm sure we'll redo it today. It's obviously exciting. You know, my dad's put in almost as much work as I have to you know, just helped me grow as a player. And, you know, obviously my mom has sacrificed a lot all those early mornings, just like every other guy in the dressing room. But, you know, it's different for a player's kid. It's always, there's, you know, a lot that makes it easier when your dad played in the NHL and paves the way. And then there's some things that are more of a challenge. And definitely it's been, you know, hard on my mom. But it's, you know, I'm sure they're happy that it's all been worth it and finally get a chance. And, you know, it's just one game. And a lot of guys have played one game. I obviously, you know, want to stick and want to be around to help this team win, but you got to start somewhere.
Given everything you went through in Buffalo and the trade and everything, does it make it even more special?
Well, yeah, I mean, playing is playing. I don't know if it has too much. It makes a difference whether I was traded or not, but, you know, this team believes in me. They, you know, they obviously put a lot on the line to include me in that trade, and so it definitely feels good. I'm happy to be able to play in front of the fans here at home. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I was, you know, I played for the Moose, and I've been developed by this organization, and that, you know, there's kind of just that sense of pride that, you know, you weren't just a guy that came right out of junior and joined the NHL, but you had to work for it. And I talked with Benny Sherratt yesterday, and he just said, like, it's hard to explain to a guy who came straight from junior and played to the NHL what it feels like to get called up, because that was an incredible feeling, and it really, you know, puts things in perspective.
Talked about changing your body type and cutting weight. What's it meant to see that kind of pay off so early on this year?
All the hard work. Yeah, I mean, that's everybody. Like I said, everybody puts work in. Everybody makes changes in the off season. Mine was just a tweak in the way I prepared, and you know, it was it's exciting to see it paying off so far. But, you know, obviously, got a lot of work to do and a lot of, you know, keeping up to do.
The unique skill set that you offer, though, Brandon, how can you make an impact Friday night and every night when you do dress for this club?
Well, I think it's hard to put into words. You'll have to watch. I just know that I bring something that not a lot of guys bring. I'm willing to go to hard areas, hard to play against. And that's really the bottom line, is I try to be hard to play against every time I'm on the ice, not make it easy for anybody to do anything. And then, obviously, when the puck's there on the net, I want to be a guy that's good at putting it in. And so, you know, with those two things and being hard on the forecheck, you know, that's kind of what I bring. And I think the word for it is sandpaper. And that's, you know, what my dad did, and that's what I've always looked up to him to want to be able to do. And so hopefully that's what I can do.
Try to get them to go more today. Is that the plan, or not necessarily?
Like I said, I haven't called them yet, so that's the idea. We'll see.
What did you tweak in the off season?
I just made some changes to the way I was diet, training. Decided to lose some weight.